Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And welcome to season two. I hope you missed us. We missed you.
Yes, certainly. This has been incredible, and the feedback has been amazing. Is that what you're supposed to say when you come back from a second season?
Yes,
I've never done it.
The clamoring for us to return. We've heard it, and we're back.
So happy to be back, though. This is a really fun show to do, so let's keep going.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about social interactions. Who needs them?
Right. And hopefully by the end, you'll understand that it's okay to be a hermit like me, although some people disagree. But if you're not a hermit, then you really should go meet people, because those people aren't going to come meet you if you don't go meet them.
Yeah, I think there's a spectrum, right? On the one end might be Patrick, who is, you know, one step short of just, you know, sitting in his cave waiting for the bowl of rice to be placed outside. But some people need more social interaction. And that's something that if you're working from home and you haven't for a long time, you're going to have to gauge how much that is, and then account for it. Patrick, it sounds like you can get by with very little.
I am extremely antisocial, and I've realized that the benefits of working from home are many, but one of them is that I get to interact with people on my terms. And obviously, I think that having the internet and social networks, even though they are nothing from, they're definitely not perfect, allows me to interact with people when I want to and to not have that pushed on me when I feel like I'm not ready for that. I've realized since I started working from home that I was never comfortable in social settings. At a party, I was always kind of eager for things to end and stuff like that. So I'm definitely on the hermity end of the spectrum. And the reason I'm saying it's okay to be a hermit is kind of as a mantra for myself. It's kind of for myself accepting that it's okay to be the way I am and to not necessarily want a lot of social interaction. I do recognize, however, the fact that the isolation can creep up on you, and you feel fine and you're okay working from home, seeing yourself and maybe your partner and your computer screen. And after a little while, after a few days, a few weeks, maybe you start feeling a bit weird or a bit down and you're not sure why. And it might just be that you need social interactions more than you would have expected. And
I'm right there with you. I also looked forward when I first started working from home to not having to interact with people like you're talking about. So sorry, extroverts in the audience. You got a couple of introverts here, but we will try to empathize. But I did hit my limit. Like you're saying, there was a point where I'm like, oh, this is great. And again, we're talking about social interactions. Obviously, there are work interactions, you know, video conferences, calls, things like that. And that helps. For me, doing my shows does fill in a little of that social need, because you're talking to people even outside of the show. You're talking to people while you're setting things up, you know, maybe like, oh, how was your weekend, how was your day, etc. So that fills that need. But I did hit a point where I realized that I was, I'll put it this way, I would go out and walk the dog. I would run into someone while walking the dog and just have the briefest of interaction and feel an out of proportion sense of joy at having just said hello to someone. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I think I'm at, I think I'm reaching, you know, my boundary line. Like I need to make sure that I interact a little bit outside of just the work sociality that you still get even when you're doing remote work.
Yeah, and I think it's obviously different from for different people, and extroverts will realize this right away. I think for those people who are aware of their need for social interactions, they're going to immediately think, oh, you know, I should go see my friends or go have a beer with someone, whatever. There's a gray area or a danger zone on the other side of it with introverts who think they might not need anything. And for some of them, like me, you might be more okay than others. But there's a large group of people who will think they're fine and who will actually, you know, I don't think this is the kind of thing that will wreck your mental health, although I don't know. I'm not a health professional.
At a certain extreme, it might. You're right. But again, we're not health professionals. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it might be that you actually need a few social interactions. Just it's so easy when you work from home, since you're not on your way back from work, to not go and meet your friends, right? Go out after the workday, or just figure you're gonna you're so comfortable at home, you're gonna stay and watch Netflix instead of going out for dinner or even a movie or something like that on the evening, because you're just there, you didn't get dressed, even though we told you you should. And this is important to recognize. So the hermity percentage of your personality is important to take stock of, I guess, and know what you need and what you can do without.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we actually say that, you know, it's okay to go work outside of home. In fact, we're going to talk about that in the next episode, because that may be the way you get that social interaction. But whatever it is, whether it's working at a cafe, whether it's just taking a walk and seeing people in your neighborhood, maybe it's just going to the grocery store. It's important to figure out what you need as a person and not feel ashamed of that, no matter how little or how much of it that is.
I think there's also another element to take into account. I was joking that the internet provides me with some of that social interaction. So it's kind of a facsimile of social interactions that does have a little bit of effect. And I certainly think that is the case. You know, if the internet didn't exist and I would be working from home, I would crave social interaction a lot more than I do now. Because now at least I can, if I have a thought about something, I can put it out there and get reactions from people. So there's something there. But also, one shouldn't think that that kind of social interaction replaces normal, quote unquote, so like real life social interactions. So even if you, you know, hang out with people on Twitch or, as you said, for work on meeting, you know, on calls and stuff like that, it might be the silliest thing, going out to walk the dog and saying hi to someone, getting some fresh air and talking to a friend and just talking about nothing. It's not like you're going to accomplish something necessarily if you go out for beers. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is internet social interaction. On one hand, it's not real social interaction. But even if it is useful to you, understand that you might need the real thing as well from time to time.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of think of it like taking vitamin supplements. Because, you know, a lot of times doctors will say, well, it's good to take supplements. It's better to get it from your food because it's absorbed better, et cetera. And it's kind of like that with social interactions. It's good to take it from the internet. That's better than nothing. But sometimes I think you do need the real thing. What about work social interactions? Because there's a kind of an overlap area there, and bonding with your coworkers and being able to build relationships. A lot of times that just happens naturally in the break room or at a lunch or like you say, grabbing beers after work, that sort of thing. Do you find that you come up with ways to emulate that or supplement that?
So I think there is a lot of personality that plays into it. If you're the kind of, and maybe we're going to be talking about this in the next episode, so I won't go into it too much, but mm-hmm. if you're the kind of person that super craves the social interaction you get at work, I think you might not want to work from home, because obviously that's going to be super difficult to recreate. That is the kind of personality trait that might be a real impediment to working from home. There are, you know, ways you can compensate for that. And again, we'll talk about that in the next episode. But you can't magically make your work from home situation socially comparable to working from a workplace. So that is definitely something to take into account. If you're the kind of person that is giddy at the idea of waking up and going to the office, not just because you love your work, but also because you get to meet all your coworkers and hang out and talk about, you know, stuff, sad to say, might be a difficult thing to recreate from home.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. On the less intense end of that, though, I think it is important when you're having conference calls or when you're deciding to set up meetings to build in small talk. It's tempting because you don't have to say like the meeting starts at 12 and we'll. And then by goodness, you know, we all log on at 12 and start immediately talking about work. But because you don't get those natural, how was your weekend, how are you doing, how are your dogs situations. And I think people do this naturally, but it's important to be aware that you're not going to run into this person any other time. So if you want to, and it's just natural to want to interact with people on that personal level as part of building work relationships, I think you have to be aware that, you know, that's your chance. So maybe if you can, obviously you always can't, logging on a little early to just see how everybody's doing and chat, you might find becomes a little more important and something you would have never even thought about before.
You know, you're describing my nightmare. The talk on multiple calls every day, and that's why I'm a real hermit. And the interesting thing is, it doesn't mean I dislike social interactions. Anyone who's met me at a live, at an event, I really enjoy talking with people and hanging out and getting to know people whom I've never met and hanging out with the people I do know. But it is on my terms. It's not put on me, right? So, but yeah, so those kinds of situations, it's like, I don't want to do that. But this is me.
And so then it becomes a task for you. And I think it does for a lot of people who don't love that aspect of things. And plenty of it happens when you're actually physically at a location. More than you want happens at a physical location. But it is something that's kind of in your case, and actually a little bit in my case too, I'm not going to lie, a necessary evil to say like, well, I will have the benefits of having done this. I think that's something that you have
good
to keep in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
So we've got to our takeaway then, right?
I think we have, but I'll repeat it anyway. It's okay to be a hermit if you are, but if you're not, you should go meet people, because that meetingness is not going to happen to you if you don't provoke it working from home. So if you crave it, go and make it happen.
That is it for Work Insanity. We helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. We will get to another Q&A episode soon, so please keep the questions coming. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at NotPatrick on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram if you want to see the wonders of Finland, for example.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com.
Net.com.
You can find me at tommerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net.
Excellent.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.